If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals.
And now your hosts for Pet Patrol, John and Marcia Traversaro.
Welcome. We've been talking a lot about dogs these past few weeks, and although we didn't put any stock into which group is more intelligent, dog owners or cat owners, we have definitely discovered that dog owners are more social, chatty people, if evidenced by those contacting us to share things about their pets. So we're inviting cat owners or people with great stories or facts about cats to share them with our neighborhood radio listeners. We would also like to make a plea for your help in finding Bailey's, an indoor cat who ventured out the ajar back door 3 weeks ago in Ocean Colony. His mom, Cherise McHugh, has saturated the area with lost cat signs. He is a beautiful gray and white short hair with a gray face and white paws. We recently read that lost cats can find their way home even after being gone for months. They have something that helps them track their way back home. So please, won't you come home, Bailey?
We recently received a story from Cookie at the Homeless Cat Network in San Mateo. They were having trouble placing Miss Billie. She was named after the famous singer Billie Holiday, who it seems had the same strong temperament. Miss Billie liked her space on her own terms, and as much as she loved to be adored, when she tired of attention, she let you know it. It didn't help that she didn't care for other cats either. Despite being a favorite among many of the Homeless Cat Network team, Miss Billie was proving to be a challenging kitty to place. But then, fate decided to intervene and help Miss Billie. 3 years ago, Michael, a retired English teacher, lost his wife just a few months after the family cat passed on. They had always had cats, and at some point he would want a new kitty to share his life. But for now, he felt he needed to be alone before taking on a new kitty companion. But then, last November, one of his daughters, who is a Homeless Cat Network volunteer, invited him to visit the organization's socialization center, where volunteers work with troubled cats to help them relearn appropriate behavior. Miss Billie was one of the residents. Michael said he had no intention of adopting, but was interested to see the center. As soon as he walked in, Billie came over to him and rubbed up against him. He then sat down while his daughter went off to talk to one of the center's associates, and before he knew it, Billie was in his lap. She then put her paws on his shoulders and started nuzzling his cheek. Miss Billie had found her man. Today, Miss Billie is now Bonnie and lives with Michael in the Sterling Court, a residential retirement community in San Mateo. Fortunately for Bonnie, it is a senior living facility that allows residents to have small dogs and cats. Along with Bonnie, about 12 other residents have cats and dogs, and everyone enjoys them being there. We encourage any resident who wants to have a small animal for a companion to get one, said Sarah St. Charles, the executive director. So many people seek companionship, and they don't realize how much love they can get from a cat or dog. Michael said he changed Billy's name to Bonnie because it was always a name for cats in his family. He also said that Billie Holiday was a tough broad, and he wanted a gentle, loving name for his new companion. Changing Billie's name to Bonnie was just part of the game plan. He has also worked on Bonnie's less-than-desirable behavioral traits, including her tendency to bite. After moving in with him, Bonnie held court while Homeless Cat Network volunteers came to visit her. So many wanted to see Bonnie in her new home that Michael had to hold an open house in his apartment for 2 days. Thanks to fate and a forward-thinking senior living center, a finicky cat is now home. Of course, Bonnie knew what she wanted all along. It just took the humans a little more time to catch on.
I guess the saying, there's a lid for every pot, really is true. I'm so happy people are finding their Miss or Mr. Right at shelters and are enjoying true love as a result of their adoptions. Dwight Nelson recently told a true story about the pastor of his church whose kitten climbed up a tree in his backyard and was too afraid to come down. The pastor coaxed, offered warm milk, and did all he could, but the kitty would not come down. The tree was not sturdy enough to climb, so the pastor decided that if he lassoed the tip of the tree and tied the other end of the rope to his car, then slowly drove away so the tree bent down, he could reach up and get the kitten. He did all this, checking his progress in the car frequently. He figured if he went just a little bit further, the tree would bend sufficiently for him to reach up and get the kitten. But as he inched forward, the rope snapped. Can you picture this? The tree went boing, and the kitten instantly sailed through the air, out of sight. Now, the pastor felt terrible. He walked all over the neighborhood asking people if they'd seen a little kitten. No, nobody had seen a stray kitten. So he prayed and said, "Lord, I just commit this kitten to your keeping," and went on about his business. A few days later, he was at the grocery store and met one of his church members. He happened to look in her shopping cart and was amazed to see cat food. Now, this woman was a cat hater, and everyone knew it. So he asked her, "Why are you buying cat food when you hate cats so much?" She replied, "Oh, you won't believe this." And she told him how her little girl had been begging her for a cat, but she kept refusing. Then, a few days before, the child had pleaded once again. So the mom finally told her little girl, "Look, if God wants you to have a cat and gives you one, I'll let you keep it." She told the pastor, "I watched my child go out in the backyard, get on her knees, and ask God for a cat. And really, Pastor, you won't believe this, but I saw it with my own eyes. A kitten suddenly came flying out of the blue sky with its paws outstretched and landed right in front of her." Well, friends, never underestimate the power of God, for what may appear to be breaking on one end is answering prayer on another. So go on. Do something wonderful, and others will imitate it.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of Neighborhood Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@neighborhoodradio.info.